Podcast machine. It's the worst little podcast, and we're doing the best we can during the coronavirus.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from six different locations amidst the quarantine via the Zoom Cloud Meeting app. This is the worst little podcast in the world. I am joined virtually by my right-hand man, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We've got Chewy in the house because he's here from out of town. We've got Dick and Ian, not all in Studio B, but better than that, we've got the Grim Tones.
We're talking out of our ass.
Yeah, I couldn't hear all that.
That is not bad considering what we're working with.
We are all
nowhere near each other, ladies and gentlemen. We are all in quarantine in our own locales.
Different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
More than 6 feet.
And I would really like to give a big shout out to the Zoom cloud meeting app for phones and computers to connect people during this time. We can have up to like 100 people on this thing, but right now it's just the show and the Grim Tones.
The coronavirus cannot stop Women's nope. March.
We don't have Cadillac Kim here this week, curator of our Women's March. Kim, unfortunately, is out on the front lines as a nurse, taking care of people and making sure this doesn't spread, while at the same time keeping people's quality of life up. So, Kim, we love you.
Thank you,
Wish
Kim.
You could be here.
We love you, Kim.
Fuck yeah, Kim.
We'll see you next week, we hope.
Hang in there.
And welcome back once again, Grim Tones, front lady, Michelle Bell. How you doing,
Hello.
Lady?
I'm doing pretty well. Happy Women's March. Thanks for having us.
It's always a pleasure to have some titans of the Reno music scene on this show. I said before, when we were talking in soundcheck, and hell, you guys are nearly staff here. We love you and thank you for helping guinea pig us out this week.
Thanks for having us. Man, we're glad to do it.
We have no idea what we're doing, you guys.
No.
It's like the first time you get to like touch a girl sexually. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, Rick, probably for you because I'm soft, but the first time I touched a girl, it was a little different.
Oh, you knew what you were doing?
No, but I was hard as a rock.
Oh, nice. Somebody had to show me the bra, the little front latch thing. I didn't get that. I still remember how to do that.
Never know when you might need it again.
Right. These are crazy times. Anything could happen.
The skill to do it one-handed ambidextrously was also, you know, a good marker.
Super essential because your other hand might be busy.
It usually is.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Those 501s don't unbutton themselves.
I've had a button fly in a long time.
Do you really remember what 501s are?
I don't think since the 80s I've seen those.
I am literally wearing a pair right now that I bought no less than 12 months ago.
Wow.
Like brand fucking new. Fuck you all.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look for them more than you used to, but they're still there.
There's a Penny's.
Oh, man, there's another old reference.
Penny's still around?
Maybe not after Corona.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Hey, speaking of not bad jokes, thanks for bringing it up, Ian. I do want to take just a couple seconds out here at the top of the show before we have fun to get a little serious. I don't talk about it a whole lot. I am a civil servant. I do work for the state of Nevada over in the Division of Welfare. And for any of our listeners out there right now who are in need of services or need any kind of help institutionally or, you know, governmentally, right now is the time to go apply for your unemployment. Go apply for your food stamps. Go apply for medical coverage. It's the state is out there to take care of Nevada citizens right now. And we want to make sure everybody makes it through the next 30 days, the next 60 days, 90 days, whatever it takes. We're going to get people covered and we're going to take care of people as a state. So please go visit detr.nv.gov and dwss.nv.gov. Unemployment and welfare. Apply for your benefits, people, because it's your money. It's your tax dollars. It's your Social Security. It's the money you pay into with your FICA taxes on every paycheck. So if you find yourself in a loss of income right now, apply. Take the shot. You're going to get somebody to look at you, and people are going to help you through this time. And I just really want to sincerely reach out to anybody who's listening who needs the help and say,
Don't feel prideful about it. Do it. We are in a crisis. Take advantage of your money. And that's my little piece here at the beginning of the show.
Now, I've had some friends. I've had some friends go on the website and have a couple issues, and then not be able to get stuff going on. But I mean, the system's a little overloaded, right? And just keep trying.
Absolutely. Both welfare and unemployment. UINV.gov is also a good place to check out.
Yeah. The case of Nevada unemployment has always been kind of a hassle to deal with and kind of a tough, system. I'm sure it's even more tough now, but stick to it. It might just take you a day to get through, but it's worth it.
And I'll tell everybody right now, unemployment is waiving the 1 week waiting period for unemployment claims. You can get approved if you can get through right away. Also, welfare is waiving any in-person interview requirements. They'll do it by phone. And frankly, even for food stamps, we're not even calling people. We are just approving benefits as we can over paper applications. So get out there and check it out. It's an emergency situation, and we're going to take care of our state. We're going to take care of people. So please.
Fuck yeah. Thanks for being out there.
Thank you, Rory.
For people, Rory. You're doing great work, man. Yeah.
I mean, I don't like to, it's private life, personal life and all that. I don't like to talk about my government job and shit on this podcast. But really, everybody I know are service industry and musicians and assholes and dickheads. So get out there and take care. Take advantage of your shit that you've been paying into since you was 16.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Every little bit helps.
Yeah, man, I'm super bummed our gig with Sick Kitty Sick got canceled.
Oh, they are too. Mike and Kat, say hello. I spoke to them over the weekend. They love you guys, Carter and Michelle. And they want to do a show over Zoom with you guys. So talk to them soon. That's what Mike was saying. So you should get in touch with them in the next couple of weeks and still do a Shay's show via the Zoom internet.
Sick Kitty Sit still wants to do a show with us.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not even shitting you. Call them.
Okay. I don't know. If we're too loud, it might just sound like. Gotta make it work.
Noise rock is a genre.
That is true. That is very true.
Lo-fi.
Indie.
Well, so how's everybody doing? Let's do a quick little roll call. Nick, how is the artist loss holding up?
It's holding up fine. Having an elevator makes you wash your hands a lot. I'm still working. Mikey and Quentin are both working from home now. I'm still out there every day. So I'm really the weak link because I'm going out into the world way more than those two. So I just hope I don't bring anything into the house. And I'm just pretty vigilant. Yeah. So, other than that, I've been watching a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Thinking about writing songs. I picked up the guitar a little bit. I have a couple projects. Oh, and I got to air, Facebook Live off my phone, Nowhere, Nevada for 3 days. I broke it up into three chunks. And I kind of liked watching it that way. Yeah.
I stopped in for a little of that each day. And it was fun to catch the scenes that I did.
Yeah, cool.
It's been a while since I've seen it. I was checking it out, too. It's kind of fun to go back and check it out again.
Yeah. I figured everybody's on lockdown and asked, I've been asked if, how they can see it. And I'm like, you really can't unless you have one. So we'll do this. So that was good.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Unfortunately, we're supposed to keep 6 feet apart. Happening.
Should remake it with some black dudes.
No black dudes in Nick this week.
Oh man.
How's your quarantine going, next person?
Oh, Rory. I wanted to know how Rory and Riku and Diana are doing.
Oh. Yeah. Well, all right. So I'm working, like I said, for the state from home.
Essential service.
I've got a weird little home computing setup going on here. Because, you know, work fully supports, you know, my need for, with children and stuff to have a quarantine home and stuff. And, well, so Diana is, my office manager, we'll call her. And I like the transfer. She makes me really nice lunches. And tonight we had pizza, lasagna burgers.
Oh, God, that sounds so good.
I really like her schedule of meals. Now, her intern, Riku, is kind of sulky and bitchy and doesn't really want to do her tasks, but she would like to get promoted, like most interns.
Hey, man, been there.
And then the new hire, Bobby, is just completely useless. Put him in front of the computer. He throws the keyboard on the floor. Not much he can do to help out at home. But he did learn to say the word bubbles and will relentlessly ask you to do the bubbles with him.
What does that mean?
That's so cute.
No, he likes bubbles.
Like blowing bubbles.
Literally bubbles, so, Rick. Like, don't be weird.
Yeah, come on, man.
He's like 20 months old, Rick. He's an infant. It's a new concept.
I once had a nephew who referred to peeing in the big boy potty as making bubbles. So I didn't know if that it was kid related. It could have meant more things.
In fact, I do remember that. That is totally legit.
You're talking about Mr. Bubbles, right?
No,
you're talking about
that was Michael Jackson's monkey.
No,
Michael Jackson monkey.
No.
Michael Jackson had a monkey named Bubbles. Rick's
nephew calling it making bubbles.
Making bubbles. When he used the big boy potty because your pee makes bubbles a little bit. Do girls know that?
I get it,
Michelle. Do girls know that? It's women's march.
Michael Jackson used the big boy potty.
This is like the worst women's charge episode ever at this point.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Rory, but they're all getting along. They're not killing each other.
Riku has started. So Washoe County School District is at the beginning of week two of spring break. Riku has started her schooling over again today. She sits at the computer from 8 to 3 learning math, social studies, and reading because there was a lot of stealing incidents over the last week.
Stealing incidents? What does that mean?
Candy out of grandma's purse.
Oh. Dude, grandma's purse is always full of candy. We all know that.
No, but... But here's the thing. So, over last week, my parents came to town. Oh, God. Sorry, Grimtones. This is going to be about family real quick. My parents came to town, and I literally went out to dinner with my elderly parents from another state. because they came to, like, we had these tickets planned for months, and they still came to town quite before the quarantine was full in effect. And then while they were here, we did absolutely nothing at all but just spend time together. So,
well, I bet St. Louis has more cases than we do. And that's where they're from, right? It's a bigger city.
It's a bigger city, you'd have to imagine, yeah. But yeah, so Riku was spending time with Grandma, and Grandma got her some treats, and Riku proceeded to, like, wolf down an entire bag of caramels and 2 candy bars in less than 90 minutes. Grandma was a little shocked, and then the next day, Grandma had some candies for herself in her purse, folded very specifically, that were left quite significantly open with, let's say she had 10 and there were 2 left. So, yeah, Riku stole candy from her. Oh, and she ate all of her little brother's fruit snacks in one day. Like an entire box.
Oh, damn.
You got to start making mushroom chocolates. She'll never steal 8 of them again.
No, no, that happened. Well, worked or with
maybe,
cough syrup.
Maybe she'll steal more.
It worked no. with cough syrup. She doesn't take medicine without asking say. Anymore.
What was that cough syrup called?
Delsim cough suppressant, 12 hour orange bottle. Y'all
give
know
it a
what
little
that
plug.
No. Yeah.
Well, for all the adults in the room, it's all trip, no liver. You know, just weird.
Word.
Boy. So let's have another song. How about something idea. Off of the upcoming album?
Well, the upcoming album is out.
It's out.
And that last song, the first song was off of that, but that was an acoustic version.
The what are we doing recorded? What are we doing live? Do you want to play something live right now? They grabbed their guitars.
Yeah, let's do live again.
Yeah.
I can see them. This is so cool on the internet.
This one was the first time we ever screwed around with electronic stuff, like electronic drums. We'd never done that before. We're on an actual recording of it. It's called All in My Head. It's off our new album, Nine Lives. And we
use all like synth pop electronic drums at like 185 beats a minute.
Kind of.
Is that 186?
And it was rad. We did. So we have all these like drum loops going around everything, and Carter's playing drums to those also. So it's Carter's drums augmented with a bunch of drum other stuff.
We kind of weaved them in and out. It was cool. But yeah, it's called All in My Head.
I feel so out of place, but I can't seem to forget.
yeah.
Woo!
You guys fucking rule.
Very good.
No, I don't know about you guys, but this sounds pretty good to me, even over this like janky internet connection.
Yeah, you know, it's better than I thought it was going to be.
I absolutely hate it.
I'm going to say anything.
Me and Ian are like, this totally fucking blows.
Us plebeians, it's quite fine because we like the entertainment and the camaraderie of our friends.
There's a serious chance that I'm going to ask Michelle and Carter to just play these three songs to their iPhone and send me that track instead.
It's gonna fix the hell out of it in post.
Wait, can we quarantine in the studio?
Yeah, that'd be great. I've already got somebody staying here because my ex started staying at my house and then all of a sudden the quarantine thing happened and so
this is just how it is.
See how it is.
But luckily he has a great dog and
Pongo.
That is a great dog.
So, a good dog. No, we're getting along super good. I love and he's not here tonight because he's kind of out with a guy.
Oh, nice. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
So, fuck yeah.
Love is in the air in the quarantine.
In the quarantine. It's a quarantine unless it's somebody special. You want
Love in the time of COVID-19 by Gabrielle Marquez.
Can we call this episode COVID-19 lives or something?
Well, we will figure out something witty and timely and punny, I'm sure.
COVID 19 lives.
Or I'll really have to just listen to this episode and write that down in like 2 days.
No, this is really
this
cool.
This is bizarre.
It's kind of.
What's
it's
that,
cool.
Nick?
Oh, sorry, Nick.
I said this is bizarre.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I'm glad we're doing it.
Yeah.
Some of these acoustic. Carter played a lot of guitar on this album as well. We both played bass and guitar and a bunch of stuff. So it's kind of cool doing acoustic versions. Whether or not it sounds like shit is.
I mean, I'd have to say, you know, having gotten to like enjoy your music over the years, the two of you play like a tandem guitar duo here, acoustic. It's cool. This is a neat little side take, you know, a creative outgrowth and where you guys have gone, I don't know, grown from and gotten to, but also just as songwriters in your own individual rights.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like bullshitting around back in high school, just sitting down with like acoustic guitars, drunk as shit, playing.
Yeah.
I will say over this video feed, you know, you, Carter, at least, you do kind of look drunk as shit right now.
No. I'm glad you bought it.
Oh,
the audience
scarves up.
The audience
can't see. So does Rick, though.
Yeah. And I'm in the one standing in my garage with a beer and a bowl. So whatever.
Yeah. I've got two drinks over here. Carter's got like none. You say he looks drunk as
shit. Up now.
It's your squinty eyes, man. It's your squinty eyes on the camera.
Yeah, I'm old squinty ass Stellan.
We have a light
squinty
like
eyes Stellan
facing right at us.
Well, like, have you ever watched that comedian Jim Brewer?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
You guys know he looks perpetually high all the time. He was in some movie with Dave Chappelle, and he was just the high guy on the couch.
Half baked.
Yeah, you know, just a movie with Dave Chappelle. Yeah.
That one.
There's like three.
The guy had a good stand-up career in his own right, but the guy's whole claim to fame is his natural like day-to-day driver's license look is that he just looks high.
Perma fried. Yeah.
Cool.
I used to say that when I was stoned, that I just looked stoned.
It's bad lighting.
I was actually stoned.
I always wear a cap to put shadow in my eyes so you can't see.
Hey, but by the way, you know, while Ian was there, It's we've been playing together for 12 years as of March 7th.
Wow.
And
happy birthday.
Us and Ian all met the same night at the Maytan Music Open Mic.
Mm.
We were all 16, so.
Yeah. 12 long years, man. Cheers.
Freaking years.
How long before after Scarlet Presence was that?
Oh, this was way before.
Yeah.
That was the birthplace, right?
Yeah. That's where we all met.
Because Carter and I.
Number in a water bottle. They were all fucking making fun of me and shit. I showed him up and he's all, we got a jam. And we did.
And Carter and I had known each other since like middle school. So yeah. That was like freshman or sophomore year of high school, something like that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, about freshman year.
Yeah, I don't do math well, so.
Yeah, monkeys, right?
We were that was our band back in middle school.
Yeah, we're the Stunt Monkeys.
The what monkeys?
Stunt.
Yeah. I don't know where that name came from, but like.
Like I did a stunt like Evel Knievel, Stunt Monkeys.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a gay ass band in the 80s called the Blow Monkeys. So yours is less gay than that. They thought it was a good, cool name. You guys remember that song? I just got your message,
Rick,
baby.
I thought that was your nickname for me.
Hey, Blow Monkey, are you going to be home soon? My dick's not going to suck itself.
4 p.m.
Better take out that trash on Thursday, motherfucker.
So have you guys been quarantined? You Grimtones guys?
No, not.
I mean, have you been not going out a lot? And
oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I can't work. Carter can't work tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, I get laid off tomorrow. I'll be talking to you after the show, Rory.
Hey, please do.
Get that unemployment. It's way worth it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I need to do this.
Oh, dude, a lot of it's total saving grace.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll be thankful for it come tomorrow.
And Chewy, you don't have to go out of the state right now, right?
Or no, I just got back from Winnemucca where I was for 3 weeks, and it was weird when I left. The world was totally different. I spent 21 straight days working 15 hours a day with the same group of people. And just by the time I got back to Reno yesterday, everything was just a whole different world. So now I've got a month and a half off that I know of for now. Just going to be out here with the family and enjoy it.
Fuck, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just trying to get over all this with everybody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully in a month and a half,
right.
Going back to a little bit normal.
Good that you didn't get quarantined somewhere else.
Yeah, that would have sucked. Winnemucca was pretty, I mean, it was just crazy out there because there was nothing really going on there with the illness, but still all the bars were closed, the casinos were closed, and it was just like a weird feeling all the way around for a small town. They took it seriously. Oh, yeah. There was a bar in Winnemucca called the Mineshaft Bar, which had never closed even for a minute, not even 24 hours a day, even on Christmas, for who knows how many years. I mean, it's been I can't even speculate, probably 25, 30 years. Open nonstop, and now there's a sign on the door, they're closed. So
good for them.
Just weird. Well, yeah, they got to do what they got to do, but it's just a shame this is happening. But got to deal with it.
True.
Damn.
But glad to be back in Reno, back in my house. And with the family, you know, it's hard to be away from them when all this stuff's going on, too. So. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and I guess no escape from school for Allie.
No. Yeah.
With Christina in the house, there's going to be a lot of great education going on.
Well, yeah, we're all going to learn and stuff.
You too.
Guess no school. Christina's working from home.
Yeah.
So right now it's spring break, so we're just acting like it's spring break. But next week we're going to have to figure out what the county is going to do with the schools.
Well, did you get the message today that by May 30th, they'll give us a plan for how to get the schools, the kids back to the learning by April 6th?
Oh, good. That makes sense. Sorry, that's not Washington County math.
No, absolutely. If you, there's a survey going around to the parents. I got it on my phone. And basically it tells you the deadline for them to come up with a solution is May 30th. But the kids will be back in school by April 6th.
Perfect.
So,
that'll be a nice surprise to wait for.
I guess we'll check back in next Monday and see what really happened.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, we don't have a ton of time because I got another thing I got to do at 9:30 tonight. So, are the Grim Tones going to play a cover?
The Grim Tones could.
And real quick, I like everybody, you know, there's a lot of local eateries and businesses and stuff that are independent businesses that are trying to keep things going on. Does anybody have a shout out that they'd like to give out to before we get to the end of the show?
Oh my God, Perrin Bakery is one of my fucking favorites, and I go there all the time.
Fuck, dude, we just got that on Saturday. That was so good.
It's they're so awesome. They're little things with creamy like pastry bullshit. It's so amazing, and you can still go in. You can't sit down, but you can walk in, not breathe, order your stuff, and get out. And they don't take cash. You have to use cards, and they're doing a lot of phone orders too. But they do
text orders from the night before that you can do drive up pickup from. That's pretty fantastic. And,
but then not after 10 a.m. Once it gets to 10 a.m., they don't do any more text orders.
Oh, dude, text him at 2 in the morning the night before.
Fuck that, because their stuff is so, so amazing. So I've been going in there and picking that up because I don't want them to close. Homage, however the fuck you say that, on Ralston is another one of my favorite
homage.
Places.
Homage. I think it's Homage.
Homage? It is not.
Homage,
that's how it's spelled.
And they're doing online orders. You order through their website, and then you go pick it up at the window. You can't go inside the building, but you pick it up at the window, and they just need 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of good places to still get food from, and it'd be nice to support them also. Do what you can. Also, stay safe.
I'd like to throw out a shout-out for Food and Drink right next to Perrin Bakery.
Pizza.
Good buddy Aaron's. Yeah, pizza and tacos. Food and Drink. So go check them out. They've got a great menu, and they will absolutely do a drive-up pickup for you.
So awesome. Oh, and Perrin is starting to do a thing where they'll deliver bread and pastries to your door.
Yes.
On a regular basis. So that's
we're thinking about signing up for that BS. Oh, God. That sounds awesome.
I could use two loaves a week.
Nice, right?
I think still doing food too.
Which place?
Rue Bourbon.
Oh, good.
And
they're about to open a place in Winnemucca, and it's just sitting there ready to open, but they can't because of the
Yeah, I had a gig there. That was supposed to be every Saturday. Rue Bourbon does the live music. I was doing Saturdays, but unfortunately they had to shut down too. But I think they're still delivering and doing.
Yeah. They make that good Louisiana food. That's delicious. Yeah.
So that one's great, and also. A lot of our buddies, like, like Sit Kitty Sit, are doing live videos. Kat is doing solo stuff. I'm going to do a live video with Nick Gang, and you could join too. Nick Gang was talking about doing a live thing and a live Facebook video like next week. Or something.
Great idea.
Because we had this casino gig. He asked me to play guitar, and that got canceled, unfortunately. It was in California. So we learned all these songs, and we were going to do a little live thing. And I wanted to call it the Quarantine Men and cover all early Beatles songs. So I think we're going to do that next week. And I know he has a Venmo.
I got one.
Go for it.
Go, Nick.
If you need a legal courier or... They stopped evictions, you guys. So that's cool. It hits our business hard, but it's good for the people. Like, don't get evicted during coronavirus. That's not fair at all.
And NVE is not shutting off anything.
Right. So, good. But if you still need to sue people, you can do that, and I can deliver your paper.
Actually, something that did cross my mind here. I'm sorry, Nick. Am I cutting you off?
No, you go.
I we would be remiss if we did not mention the closing of the Reno News and Review.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, man. Like, that has had so much influence on all of our lives. Anybody who's been in Reno in the last 25, 30 years, this publication has influenced your life.
Yeah.
They employed me. That got me my start as a writer and a journalist. it did so much for so many people, so many bands, so many restaurants, businesses, artists, all of it.
My dad and his friends started the Nevada Weekly, which is what became the News and Review, and he spent the first 3 years the News and Review was open as the general manager there. So we
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Rory, do you know any details about the closing?
It's done.
Basically, it's in this new era of online-driven content and a drop in print publications, they relied more heavily on advertisement. And in light of COVID-19, the entire Sacramento Chico Reno News and Review parent corporation just couldn't do it anymore. There just wasn't enough funding because nobody has advertising dollars during a crisis like this right now. Everybody's kind of closing up shop.
Well, when you rely on bars and restaurants to buy advertising, it's tough.
Exactly. And so that has a lot to do with it. There is hope, you know, that they might come back at least in an online format in the future, but that is all speculation at this point.
Don't be missed.
And so on that note, I would like to then give a shout out to good friend and former sponsor of the show, This Is Reno, who is also facing a similar kind of thing, but they still are publishing information and they're keeping up to date with all of the Nevada issues that are really important to us, from COVID-19 to all the Washoe County School District, all the bullshit, you know, cases that they're going through in the city and the different closures. This Is Reno is still keeping up with what's going on with Northern Nevada. And so is the Nevada Independent. And anybody out there, if you want to know what's really happening and you don't want like the real system to completely break down, donate to independent journalism like This Is Reno and the Nevada Independent. Go out, seek out their websites, because right now they're really hurting. All journalism is hurting at this point in time. We need to take care of our communities, and the Fourth Estate is really important.
Let me also mention that we'll be the only podcast ever to win Best Podcast in Reno.
3 years in a row.
That's right. I hate
that. I was hoping to go for that.
We're going to retire that award. We're going to be defending champions for the next 100 years.
It's like half sad trombone, but like, fuck yeah.
I was really looking forward to someone beating us. This sucks. Oh, wow.
Just wanted to get,
there's so many other great podcasts in town. Like, hopefully, we can.
You wanted to get beaten off the top spot, right, Rick?
Oh, yeah. Well, the lot, you know, I met some other podcast people, and it's been.
Yeah, there's some really good podcasts out here, too.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of really great podcasts out there. We just have a lot of, like, name recognition, for Christ's sakes. Come on now.
And it's not because we have a ton of listeners, it's because everybody's been on the show. Yeah. All of Reno has been on the show.
Right.
And if you haven't, you probably will in the next like month or so.
Right.
So.
If you want, give us a call.
Download the Zoom app.
Okay. The promotional herpes of the Reno music and art scene. Worst little podcast.
Spreading it.
Hey.
Okay, so.
Google Reno whores.
Okay, so a cover song from the Grimtones.
Spending some more time higher.
Y'all sound so pretty together.
Fucking sweet.
Thanks. Thank you.
That was so nice.
Sound really pretty muted.
That's the best way Rory sounds.
That was awesome. Aww.
Okay, mouth breather. You just keep it going and we'll just cut your mic out altogether.
Good luck with the stream.
I don't care how funny your fucking laugh is. Ginger moon face.
Gosh. Love you too, buddy. Love you too.
Maybe I've had one too many.
All right.
Well, none of us can put it to bed.
For a change, none of us have to drive.
Yeah, no. And like I said before, I work for the government. This is called a de-stressing.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Hey, so the last song I want to play at the very end, are we gonna give them Little Alien?
Yeah, can we talk about the album for a minute or two?
Right.
Do you want to play some stuff?
Well, especially if we're going to close that song up, we got to talk about like how cool that is, because it's really one of the fucking coolest things I've ever been a part of.
Aww.
I love that song so much.
Well, then why don't the three of you tell us about it?
Michelle?
This whole album, so we just released our album Nine Lives in December.
When did that come out and where can people get it?
What's that?
Where can people get it?
When did that come out and where can people get it?
Well, yeah. I'm getting there. We released it in December, right before this new decade. Rick was our priest. We had this whole show for it. It's kind of a death theme. There's 9 songs on it. Currently, now it's up on every streaming website, Spotify, Apple Music. It's not on Bandcamp quite yet, but will be in the next few days. And right now you can stream it or download it on Amazon, like all those streaming websites. And you could also buy it from us in hard copies. We don't have vinyls yet, but we have CDs.
Brad.
And and yeah, there were 9 songs on it. It took us about 4 years to finish the whole thing. And it's called 9 Lives because they really were 9 lives over about 4 years. And I think
There it is right now on my Spotify magic machine. I've looked it up with my old person glasses on the looking box in my hand. And yeah, that's Michelle and Carter on the Spotify thingamabobber. That's a follow from me.
Oh,
but I don't know if that'll be a negative.
All right, thank you.
No, I try to find all my friends' bands on Spotify that I can and follow them, because shit, this show doesn't make you money, but Spotify, you might get $1 in the next 2 years.
Well, buy me a gumbo.
Work them shrimp mines.
Ooh, but podcast people, as a reward for listening to all this terrible audio, at the very end, we're going to give you this great fucking song that is the closing song on the album.
And the first song on the album as well was released in the UK in the Classic Rock magazine in January.
Fuck yeah.
Rad.
The first song we played tonight.
We also had some other local buddies who made that list. Silver with
good enough, or I can't remember what song it is.
It's badass. Check out Silver.
Oh yeah, wow. Dude, Silver is a really well put together outfit and with some really beautiful fucking music right now.
They are.
Yeah, we ended up right next to each other in a fucking.
That's insane. Magazine. That's really
a British
cool.
magazine decides to give a CD out with bands of upcoming stuff, and they pick 2 from Reno, and it's Silver and the Grimtone.
Right next to each other.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Friends of the show.
But yeah, that
life is weird.
There was a bunch of cool stuff we did recording wise on the album. Check it out, stream it, buy it, listen to it in order if you can.
because it means a lot.
Rick, tell them about the Amalgams real quick.
Oh, so the album opens, and then before the last song, in those two places, the opening of the album and before the last song, there are these two pieces that Michelle Carter came to me and just said, hey, we just want to put something to separate these songs, something at the beginning and something before the last one, so just think of something, okay? And I'm like, well, thanks, guys. And so I decided to go through all the songs on the album and take little pieces of them that could be looped. And so little pieces of like just one, not the song, but like a piece of the bass or a piece of the drums or a piece of a guitar or a piece of a vocal or a piece of a backup. And I tried to pick pieces that weren't that recognizable. And then I began to just stick those all together. And so each one of these amalgam pieces that's maybe a minute long in the beginning and ending are both, each one of them has pieces from every song on the entire album all playing together and sort of building up in a cacophony and then going away. And so that was the idea.
Did you make some like weird AI Esperanto music?
It is like that. No, and it's a creepy, dreamy thing, and like listening to it now, it's like little pieces of all these different moods and ideas. And the funny thing is, tonally, the pieces from all the songs work together. Like I had the idea, but then Carter, Michelle, and I put it together, put them both together, and it ended up really. It's fucking actually pretty cool. So when you hear that cacophonous bullshit at the beginning and near the end, that's what that is.
Good job.
It's really rad if you haven't heard it yet.
And then the last song, the one that we're going to play for you now, the first verse, we did an entire version of the song where we recorded everything, all the drums, and then we used fake keyboard noises for all the acoustic stuff or for the strings and shit. We did it all fake. And then when
would that be like MIDI?
No, Michelle played. Because Michelle plays keyboards. And so she played all the stuff that she wanted.
Just effects on the keyboard.
Right. And so we wanted to, that was the originally what we were going to do and no big deal. On the last album, we used some keyboard strings and it sounded great. But on this song, it wasn't quite good enough. And a couple other things weren't quite good enough. And so we decided after finishing the song and working on it for months that we were going to throw the whole thing away and start over again from scratch. And this time we hired a composer to come in and he had to put together all the stuff and make sheet music so that we could hire people from the Philharmonic to come in and do all the string parts and trumpet parts for us.
It was worth it, man. It sounds so good.
And after playing, after working on this so this song took forever. And then after doing all of that, I went back and listened to that first demo version and it's just bizarre. It sounds so strange after hearing it the second time we did it. So I'm really, really proud of the song. It has a lot of meaning. Michelle, do you want to say stuff about it?
No, that sums it up. this one was bitch.
I remember way back when Michelle and when Karma just came back from touring four years ago, so long ago. When they first came back from touring, Michelle sent me this like phone recording of her playing this song on her mother's piano at her mom's house and being all, I just wrote this. What do you think? And me just thinking, oh, this is going to be so fucking amazing. And little did I know that we would spend like 3.5 years fucking recording that song.
None of us knew.
So that's what we're going to give you at the very end.
Well, this is really exciting, man.
We're all happy with the end product, finally. Yeah. Finally. And then at our album release, the night before, we pulled together a string quartet and a horn player to play it with us live.
Fucking rad.
We're gonna be coming out with some possibly release the two sets we did at our album release. We did the first album and then we did the new album. We have video of that all, and we're working on releasing that as a sort of kind of bootleg video, live video.
With such a great show.
Yeah, that should have in the next few weeks. We'll be working on that, and we're also working on a music video for some songs, or music videos for some songs off the new album. So,
rad.
How are you going to do that? Like at home?
Well, yeah, like this.
Oh, right on. Yeah,
we had the whole thing filmed, so we're thinking kind of like making I don't know, maybe DVDs of each set or something.
Very cool.
Little bootleg shit from our live show, because we did both the albums in order. Oh, and by the way, Rick, almost to this day is when we started recording Sing the Body Electric.
Oh my God. And that was how many years ago?
Seven years ago.
Wow. So Grim Tones are 12 years old, and I've known them for more than half of that.
Wow.
Oh, so, but we should, but we should, but let's get to it, yeah.
Well, and then I guess at that point, I would like to say four. Are we at this point, Rick? Can I do it?
I love it.
Sir, is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. For Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Ian, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, and everybody here, Lord Strice, everybody here at Dogwater Studios and the Grim Tones. Life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies. Here's another song.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
little alien.
God moves in mysterious ways.
It's DarkWaterStudios.com, okay?
It has to happen now and then.
What a bunch of shit!